and welcome to Community Kitchen. It's all about comfort food today. I think the next few weeks are going to be a little bit what we expect of August. Exhibition time's coming up, so we're going to have some cold weather. So I thought comfort food's appropriate. We're going to have a couple of really interesting, nice soups and just a couple of really nice comfort dishes that you can just sit down and have a bowl of. But I was looking for, you know, a really good garlic bread. Nothing's nicer, is it, than if you have a really good soup. And I also found a recipe for some pumpkin scones because I wanted to share this Asian-inspired pumpkin soup recipe, which I found in Stephanie Alexander's Cook's Companion, which is a brilliant book. And I thought when I was going through that, I noticed there was a really good recipe for pumpkin scones. So I'm going to share a garlic bread, which the is a recipe about comfort food. And that's from the Barefoot Contessa, American chef. Fantastic show if you ever watch that. Watch telly cooking shows, which of course I do. And this is an outrageous garlic bread, she calls it, and it is beautiful. So you're using about 250 grams of butter, one head of garlic separated and peeled and squashed, about a cup of freshly grated Italian parmesan cheese, couple of tablespoons of parsley, 2 teaspoons of grated lemon zest, some red pepper flakes, some salt and pepper, and you'll need one crusty French baguette. And what you want to do is cut that into lengths that will fit on your tray and just make diagonal slashes in it. Don't go right through into the crust. You've cut the baguette in half, then you're just going to cut that through but not right through to the crust, because you're going to bake this in the oven with this outrageously gorgeous topping on it. So she sort of indicates to take the heat up very high. Melt the butter in a saucepan over the low heat. Add your garlic and cook for about 20 minutes because you just want to soften that garlic. And then transfer it to a bowl and set aside until it's cool. Then mash the garlic in the butter with the fork. Then stir in your parmesan, your parsley, your lemon zest, your red pepper flakes, some salt and some pepper. And then you've sliced your baguette. And after you've scored it, you're just going to spoon all that beautiful garlic mixture all over the top and bake for about 5 minutes. How delicious. I mean, I used to love that as a kid when we'd have a really hearty soup and we'd have some bread with it. And maybe just a really good dessert like an apple crumble or a baked rice pudding or something that was just golden syrup pudding, rich, decadent, very comforting and absolutely delicious. So I think that is perfect. That would be the most beautiful bread to have with a soup. Now, thinking that we're going to be cooking some pumpkin down the track, we're going to take a little bit more recipe pumpkin from that soup recipe. And you're going to have about 250 grams of pumpkin peeled, cut into chunks. And you're going to steam the pumpkin until soft. Then dry it out briefly in the oven. You don't want much moisture, apparently, in your pumpkin scones and puree. Then you have 300 grams of self-raising flour, pinch of salt, 20 grams of butter, sorry, and one egg lightly beaten into about a quarter of a cup of milk. Normally, of course, you don't do the egg in your normal scones, but pumpkin scones, yes. And then, of course, you've got your pureed pumpkin, so you have your flour. Rub in the butter until it's fine breadcrumbs and put the pumpkin puree with that. Add the egg and up to about a quarter of a cup of milk to make a soft dough. Turn that on the floured board, and with your floured hands, pat the dough into a round, about 3 centimetres thick, and then mark it into wedges or squares, brush it with milk, and bake for about 15 to 20 minutes. That's a 200-degree oven. How lovely would that be to have that with that nice split-pea soup that I'm going to share with you? And also, she's suggesting here you use your mashed pumpkin with salt, pepper and an egg and form into cakes, dust with flour and fry in oil. Beautiful to serve it with breakfast. at breakfast with some crisp bacon and maple syrup. So there's, I've got so many pumpkins at the moment, so I'm quite inspired by that. But I just think that those two would be really good to have as an accompaniment. And that garlic bread, definitely, I'm definitely going to do that. And I'm going to probably make a little bit more of the actual garlic butter, because you could use that with anything. It would be so good on steamed potatoes, on beans, fish, gorgeous. So we're always talking about making that little bit extra, because then it saves you that prep for the next meal the next night. When we come back, we'll share a couple of comforting meals and we'll talk about soup. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen. It's all about comfort food today. Welcome to Community Kitchen on 101.5 FM. Comfort food. I used to love curried eggs as a kid. If we'd have a little bit of leftover white sauce and Mum would put, a can of tuna in there, maybe curried eggs or something like that. But I also love masala eggs because they're delicious and they're really nice. They're easy. They're a nice comfort food. So all you're doing is you've got four hard-boiled eggs and you rub them with turmeric, heat some oil in a pan and fry the eggs until they're golden. That turmeric is just going to go really nice and brown and yummy and gorgeous. Remove and set aside. In the same pan, fry a couple of onions, some garlic, some ginger, some chili powder and some green chili. Now you probably need about half a teaspoon of chili powder, and one onion, one garlic, half a teaspoon of grated ginger, and mix that all together. I like a little bit of ground coriander in there, about one teaspoon, and about a quarter of a teaspoon of ground fennel, because it just makes the meal delicious. So fry that, cook until it starts to colour, then stir in your coconut milk and simmer for about 10 minutes until quite thick. Add the fried eggs, spooning the mixture over to coat, and sprinkle that with some fresh coriander, seasoned to taste. Now, you can either just serve that with some rice or with Indian flatbread. Now, doesn't that sound nice and comforting and warm? Another thing I absolutely love is a mac cheese, and I think we underestimate just how good this a good mac cheese is. And, of course, you'll pre-boil your macaroni. And once again, when you're doing that, maybe just a little bit extra, because I think it is delicious. It's a nice thing to have, and I think it's very comforting. What I normally do is I have my macaroni boiled. I make a bechamel sauce, and I usually find that one tablespoon of butter to one tablespoon of plain flour to a cup of milk works quite well for me. Depending on how much you need. And remember, as we've discussed before, it doesn't matter if you make a bit extra white sauce, it's a basis of another dish down the track. But I find that having that combination of cheeses makes a mac cheese, a basic mac cheese, go to a really good mac cheese, and makes a hell of a difference when you do that. It's really nice. Sometimes you can keep all your little bits of ends because, once again, I think it's economical to do that. I usually keep it at the ends and throw them in the freezer, and I put that in my soups if I'm making a soup, or put in my pasta dishes, which is always delicious. But I find that once I've made my white sauce, I like to put some nutmeg in there, some pepper, some salt. You can add to it if you want, but I just love that combination of some good cheddar and some parmesan. And if you've got any other cheeses you like, you can put in there and make it really creamy. Then fold your macaroni through. You want it to, whilst you still want it to be not too saucy, but you want it to actually be able to bake it in the oven and not get dry. You still want to have that lovely texture of the pasta, which I think is the real treat. So that to me is a real nice comfort. And when I do that, I make a couple of mac cheeses, and I must say I haven't made one for a while, but I do love it as an accompaniment to, say, some meatballs in tomato sauce. I think it's fantastic. Fried chicken and a slaw, it's just a beaut, but it is such a lovely comfort food. And so make a few little bowls of that, because I think you can always use that. Now, another really nice dish that I enjoy is the orzo, and it's a nice pasta. And what I find about that is it's good in a soup because it's just a nice little light pasta that you can use. And at the same time, it's delicious just to have a good bowl, like it's great for lunch. And this particular recipe is just a lemon orzo with feta. So you just cook one cup of orzo, bring it to boil and with some salt. And you cook that for about nine to 10 minutes. And then you're just going to put that in the bowl, stir in some lemon zest, olive oil, some dill and some pepper, and put in some feta. And it's just a really good nourishing food. I like that as a base for a winter salad, for example. I find I don't do many green coal salads in the wintertime. But that in itself, if you've got a little bit of leftover chicken or you've got some roasted veggies left over, that orzo is a really nice base. It's not expensive. And once again, it's nourishing and it's warm. And I think we're really at that time of year where we're looking to have warm foods, you know, a lot of wet dishes, a lot of stews and good soups that have got quite a bit of sustenance because, number one, tastes good. Number two, they're so nourishing and they're so healthy for you with a good chicken stock, any bases, lots of gingers and garlics, very good for us, for our health and also for our taste. When we come back, just a couple of simple soups, but absolutely delicious. And of course, we're talking comfort food. And welcome back. Talking pumpkin soup, Alan and Michelle's Asian-inspired pumpkin soup, a recipe I found in Stephanie Alexander's Cook's Companion. And they use veggie oil. They use a red or green Thai curry paste, one onion, some celery, one tomato, a kilo of pumpkin peeled and diced, a liter of chicken stock, and about 400 ml of coconut milk. So basically all you're doing, you're heating a pan, add the oil, the curry paste, cook, add your veggies and season with salt, reduce the heat, cook for about 15 minutes, add your stock and bring it to the boil, simmer until the pumpkin is tender, puree the soup in a blender and then into the saucepan, bring to a boil, whisk in your coconut milk, scatter with coriander leaves, delicious. And I must say, I'd probably have that garlic bread beside that because it would seem to would suit that. And I love to, I often roast off my pumpkin and sweet potatoes. And as I think I mentioned, one of the ladies that I was talking to the other day, she does roasted carrots with it too. Really brings out the flavour apparently. So I'm yet to try that one. But a split pea soup, and I think that is it's a good meal because you've got I usually do leeks when I'm doing a split pea soup. I fry off my leeks. I usually have soaked my split peas overnight. You can use green or yellow split peas. I like the green personally. I do some garlic in there. I put my hock in there, some thyme leaves, some bay leaves, and lots of good chicken stock. And I'm very generous with my ham hock. I will sometimes, if it's a small one, I'll just put two in because I want that to be quite a meaty dish. And I think it's a good way to do it. And I usually find that by soaking my split peas the night before in a big stainless steel bowl, I give them a really good wash and rinse the you know, little bits of debris off, and then soak them overnight, and it just makes for a nicer, softer soup base. I think that's delicious because I remember Mum used to always have the whole peas, but we're lucky now in this new technology. we can actually get split peas. But I know that she used to put a little bit of bicarb in them and cook them like that to break them down. But we can just buy them split peas back off the shelf. And it is really, really good because that is a really nice soup. It's very hearty. You can put potatoes and carrots and celery. I usually use the usual suspects, where I use leeks, carrots, celery, garlic. But if you want, you can add a lot more in there so you get a lot more veggies in there, and you can change it around like that. But I think that is just an absolutely delicious. It's one of those real comfort ones that we've had around for a long time. And as they say, why do we have to keep changing when the when things taste good? Like the prawn cocktail, it's back in. And it is a delicious thing. It's beautiful, crispy lettuce and prawns and a good sauce on a summer day. Why would you want to alter it? It's just beautiful. Another soup I found, which I think is lovely, is when we were kids, if we ever were a little bit off, we'd always get that can of tomato soup. And probably it's just all sugar and salt. But nothing like having a really good tomato bisque, and it's beautiful, and make your own because it's going to be a lot better. And also you can have that with your garlic bread, or you can have your pumpkin scone with that. But all you're going to be doing is heating the butter and olive oil and some olive oil, add onion, shallots and a leek, and saute that for about 8 to 10 minutes and until the veggies are soft. Add your tomatoes, and you want to get some really nice, good cans of crushed tomatoes, and just have a look on that, because sometimes you'll find the tomatoes are cheap, the cans are cheap, but if you have a look, it's 50% or 60% potato tomatoes, the rest is water. If you have a little look on the shelves, you'll find there's 100% tomatoes in there, which is what you're looking for. Add your tomatoes, some milk, some saffron, some red pepper flakes, a little bit of salt and some black pepper. Raise the heat and bring it to a boil, then lower and simmer for about 30 to 40 minutes. And once that has thickened, blend it, take it off the heat, put some cracked pepper and some parmesan. How absolutely beautiful. And once again, the garlic bread has to go with that. It's easy, it's simple, and you're using, 3 cans of crushed tomatoes to 4 cups of milk to 2 cups of heavy cream. So this is going to give you a really beautiful, creamy tomato bisque, which is what we're looking for. And I think comfort food, these things are the top of my list because they're enjoyable, they're delicious, they're flavoursome, and they're economical. Enjoy your week, and I'll be with you next Tuesday.